Hello, it's Wednesday, January 25th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Lisa, we're going to jump right into things today. No time to goof around. People ask us. They send us emails and they say, when are you going to stop attacking people? Well, I think we should go over this again. We've gone over it many times before, but there's a big difference between exposing someone's wrongdoings and attacking someone, isn't there?
I think so. And let me remind everyone again that truth will never, ever be able to damage or divide or destroy any movement that is genuinely founded in truth.
That's right. Now, when somebody attacks another person, an example would be that they call them fat or ugly, or they say their mother dresses them funny. We don't do that on Wing TV. What we do is we point out wrongdoing. That's called an expose. But to answer these questions, when are you going to stop exposing people? Well, the answer is very simple. When these people in the alternative media stop lying, when they stop being phonies, when they quit betraying patriot families, when they quit money grubbing, when they quit their fear mongering and sensationalism, when they stop doing that, that's when we're going to stop exposing.
When they quit gatekeeping.
When they quit gatekeeping. Good point. And you see what it boils down to is people want answers and they want the truth. Here's a perfect example. 2 days ago, someone sent an email to Lisa. And they said they called in the Alex Jones show, and they asked him for an explanation as to why he betrayed the Gray family, patriot family down in Texas.
The guy was a guy named Mark in Texas.
And what he did,
Alex's show.
And what he did, what Alex Jones did was, instead of answering this very legitimate question that we and many others have written about, Alex Jones hung up the phone on him like he's done so many times in the past. Now, imagine it this way. What if you called into Rush Limbaugh's show and asked him to explain how 9/11 was an inside job? What's Rush Limbaugh going to do? He's going to hang up the phone.
After he stops laughing, you mean?
Like Alex Jones says, there's no difference between these two because they won't answer the questions. And you know what? Not only do the people out there listening to this show and reading the articles, not only do they want answers, but we want answers too, and we want people who are real. And you know what? If you don't want answers, if you don't want people who are real, that's fine. That's fine. Then you can go and watch CNN and Fox and ABC, because then that essentially makes you no different than the people that sit in front of the TV set and watch those shows. But you know what? I don't think people out there listening to this show fall into that category, because right now, Lisa's been checking our stats. Right now, we're receiving a monthly average of 1.2 million hits a month. 1.2 million a month. And how many different countries is that in, Lisa?
Well, it changes from week to week. So this week, we have 94 countries.
So 1.2 million hits from 94 different countries. That means Wing TV is truly, right now, a world internet site. And also, people say, well, what you're doing with these exposés is you're dividing the movement. Well, folks, let's be honest. We said there's going to be no more illusions here. There is no movement. A perfect example is the OKC rally that happened a week or so ago.
Uh-huh.
Less than 50 people showed up for it. Last year when we went, there were about 90 people that showed up. When we went to Ground Zero last year for the fourth anniversary, there were less than 24 people there protesting at Ground Zero. Now, does that constitute a movement?
In whose mind?
In whose mind? Let's be honest. What we have is people sitting behind their computers.
Right.
Now, when we went down to Washington, D.C. last year to protest.
Now, that could have been a movement.
That was
300,000 people.
Yeah. 250 to 300,000 people protesting the war. That's a movement. Why can't we get the same kind of turnout for events that are hosted by various people in this movement? When you get less than 50 people to show up for an event, or you get less than 24 people at Ground Zero, folks, it's not a movement.
Right.
We're not dividing anything because it doesn't exist. Also, go ahead.
But say there was a movement, even though we don't believe there actually is one. If there was a movement and it ever hoped to be a force to reckon with when it comes to the New World Order, shouldn't everybody involved in it be doing their best to put the truth forward, to lay their cards on the table, to deal straight?
Right, right. And one of the biggest responsibilities of a journalist is to act as a watchdog against wrongdoing. And I'll say to the people out there that don't like these exposés, if you're willing to tolerate lies and phoniness and money grubbing and sensationalism and gatekeeping
and fear-mongering.
Right, if you're willing to tolerate that, that's fine. That's your prerogative, but we're not. We're tired of the lies from the government, we're tired from the lies of the mainstream media, and we're tired of lies in the alternative media.
Right. We're also tired of people speaking out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah.
If you noticed anything about us, you probably noticed that we're very strong in our opinions.
That's right.
And you never have to wonder where we stand on issues, because we come right out and tell you. We don't beat around the bush, and we don't kiss butt with one person and then attack or expose someone
behind
else
behind their back.
Right.
Yeah.
We say everything we have to say straight out to you directly, because we respect you.
Yeah, that's right. And the bottom line here is we're not going to stop these exposés until the people doing them stop their wrongdoing.
And so, you don't want to know why? Because it's a fight. It's not a tea party.
That's right. And if you want this type of thing to stop, then I think you better contact the people that are doing the wrongdoing,
right,
and say, stop doing it, then Wing TV won't have anything to write about. But we're not going away. We promise you, we're not going away, because we're not controlled. We're not in this for the money. We're not in this for a popularity contest. We're going to keep doing this because we believe in the truth above all else.
Right, and we're tired of lies, we're tired of head games, and we're tired of BS.
Which brings us now to Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith. As we mentioned on the show yesterday, we wanted to have Daryl on the show. We've
right.
asked him before to come on the show in the past. He said that it wouldn't be prudent to come on Wing TV.
Right. Now, prior to that, he had no problem. Prior to moving to GCN to do his show, he had no problem and loved to come on our show, and we were on his show many times.
Right.
But ever since moving to GCN, he doesn't think it's prudent to actually be on our show or even be in any kind of public contact with us.
Right. Now, also, we asked him three different times yesterday. We
right.
emailed him and said, Daryl, we'd like to have you on the show. We said, it's basically the same ground rules as we had with Carl Schwartz. We're going to ask tough questions, but we're going to be fair. Now, whether you hate Carl Schwartz or whether you love him, we have to give credit to him, because Carl came on this show. He had no idea what we're going to ask him. He answered the tough questions. Well, at least
he appeared.
He appeared.
Whether we believe his answers is another story.
Yeah.
But he had the guts to appear on the show, which is more than I can say for Alex Jones or the Black Mamba.
Daryl Bradford Smith. So we said to Daryl, we're going ahead with this show tomorrow, whether you appear or not.
Right.
And he finally said, no, he wouldn't appear. And, you know, that's the strangest part, is because a lot of what Daryl's doing, we agree with. Not
right.
everything, of course, but a lot. But a lot.
Let me say something here, too. In Daryl's bio, on his website, it says, Smith is willing to discuss the issues other radio shows either avoid or hold back on, such as pedophilia, Zionism, and blackmail. How come Daryl Smith, the Black Mamba, won't discuss his own words then?
Because that's what we're going to go over. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, there's an article. The lead article, it says, will the real Daryl Bradford Smith please stand up? And as Lisa said before, it's like, people out there know where we stand on the issues. We come out here every day and we lay it on you. And I think that's why so many people tune in. Which brings us to Daryl. As I said, his work in exposing the Zionists
yeah.
is great. His work in exposing the 9/11 mafia is great, and we think more people should follow in his footsteps.
Absolutely.
But
we just don't understand why Daryl won't step up to the plate and explain some things that he said.
Right. And, you know, is there a real Daryl Bradford Smith? I mean, on one hand, he skewers his co-broadcasters at GCN. I mean, he rakes them through the cold.
If you
read this
article, the network overall.
Yeah, the whole network. But then, when he gets on the air, he kisses their ass and makes them seem as if they're the best thing in the world since sliced bread.
Yeah. Now, January 6th, we had Carl Schwartz on our show. That evening, we got a phone call from Daryl Bradford Smith. Now, we hadn't heard from him in a while. He used to call us virtually every day from France before he went to GCN, which we thought was amazing in itself. Since going to GCN, he's only called us maybe two or three times. Anyway, he called us that evening, and he literally told me that he had a loaded shotgun laying across his lap because he said there were people out to murder him, Zionists, Jews. And I guess he lives in on a lonely stretch of road on a farm in France where there isn't a lot of traffic. So anybody who would be standing in front of his house, he said, is suspect. And then he gave out this maniacal laughter after telling me he's sitting there with a loaded shotgun across his lap that his wife had left and is staying with someone else because she's afraid. Now, this guy either has some delusions of grandeur or he's got some guests in the attic.
Right. And Daryl's been making a lot of comments about a lot of people. He told me on the phone, he says, I'm the Black Mamba. If I bite you, you're dead. All right, Daryl. Well, what we're going to do now is cover Daryl's statements that he made about certain people in the alternative media. We're going to start off with Mr. Jeff Rentz.
Right. According to Daryl, GCN is a huge disinfo network. Now, he says this to us on the telephone. Of course, he doesn't say this on the air, so most of you have probably never heard of this. But I guarantee you that if he said stuff like this to us, he said it to some other people, too. He's told us that Jeff Rentz's website serves as the nest of the whole disinfo network, that Jeff Rentz is even higher on the disinfo totem pole than Alex Jones. Okay? We would like him to explain this.
Right.
He's also been very highly critical of Jeff Rentz with regard to his stepmother.
Yeah. He says that, well, first of all, that he's also been highly critical of Rentz. He has articles on his website, and he says that websites such as Jeff Rentz's should be taken off the internet because he promotes bogus information like UFOs and Bigfoot and Prophet Yahweh and so forth. And it should be shut down. And, I mean, we don't say that Jeff Rentz's site should be taken off because that would be censorship. What we're saying is this is, Rentz is doing classic disinfo where he'll give you a few tidbits of truth, but it's mixed in with a lot of lies and disinfo.
Yeah, but in an article that Daryl wrote on the Rothschild, he cites David Icke three different times. And David Icke promotes the notion of shape-shifting reptilians. So
Right. Who's
giving conspiracy theorists a bad image? I mean, and this is what Daryl talks about on at least one of his articles. Moreover, Smith also wrote an expose on Rentz, tying Rentz's stepmother, Paige Rentz, to the Zionist media cabal, specifically Architectural Digest. She is the editor-in-chief of Architectural Digest, which is owned by media magnate Cy Newhouse.
Right. And Cy Newhouse, anyone that reads Michael Collins Piper's work, knows where this guy fits into the whole Zionist control of the mainstream media. And here, Daryl Smith is tying Jeff Rentz into this. So, as we said, we agree with a lot of what Daryl said. Why isn't he on here explaining more where he found this information and what the implications are? Now, let's go to Alex Jones. When Daryl called us on January 6th of this year, he was talking about the Zionists and how he was trying to overthrow them and so forth. And then the subject of Alex Jones came up. And this is an exact quote that Daryl Smith said about Alex Jones. He said, his handlers are the Jews.
He didn't say the Zionists. He said the Jews.
The Jews. Now, I have all of these notes because as Daryl was rambling on maniacally that night, I was writing all this stuff down on the paper. Also, he said, and this is again a verbatim quote, he said, Alex Jones is petrified of me.
What does that mean?
Right. And what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to have 10 questions for Alex or for Daryl Smith, and this is going to be one of them, is we want names. Who specifically are the Jews that Daryl says are handling Alex Jones, and why is Alex so afraid of him? Now, the next person that Daryl blasts is Mr. Jack Blood, who's actually on directly when Daryl's on GCN on the other stream. And Daryl was talking about the phonies at GCN, and he said, Jack Blood is the worst one. He's unapologetic. So from what we gathered, he's saying that Vlad is so brazen now,
mm-hmm.
and in his disinfo, that he doesn't even give a damn anymore that people care. And it reminded us of what John Stadtmiller said during his big expose last February 21st, when Jack Blood told his wife, I would sell out.
When Jack Blood told John Stadtmiller's wife, Sandra.
Yeah. Right, that he would sell out if the price is right.
Yeah. Daryl Smith also told us on January 6th that Mike Rivero, editor of What Really Happened, has refused to appear on Jack Blood's show any longer. Now, this is pretty important news because Rivero used to make a regular monthly appearance on Blood's show. But now, according to Daryl Smith, the Black Mamba, he dumped Blood. This was his words. He dumped Blood.
Right. Now, we want to know why.
Right. And he didn't elaborate on what happened there. But no doubt, this is definitely a blow to Jack Blood because he's progressively discredited himself, not only through his own words and actions, but also his associations with people like Tom Flacco.
Exactly. Now, the next person, and this is a very well-known battle Daryl's having with Mr. John Kaminsky, and it shows where Daryl's hypocrisy is becoming very apparent, because I guess he was telling Kaminsky to quit submitting articles to Jeff Rentz's, as he called it, idiotic website, because it promotes things like Martians and crop circles. But it's weird because Kaminsky won't refuse to, because even though he slams Rentz behind his back to a variety of people, Kaminsky also calls Rentz his bread and butter because he says that's who directs people to his website.
Yeah, but it's kind of ironic because we've said pretty much the same thing to Daryl Smith in the past, that he should get away from that sewer network, also known as GCN, and just go solo and be independent, where he can really broadcast freely.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't leave them because GCN is providing him with a podium and a soapbox, similar to what RBN was doing prior to his exodus from there and moving on to Genesis. So that's why he won't leave, and he says he's not a dupe. He says he has this master plan that we're just all not aware of, but he has yet to elaborate on exactly what he means by this master plan or what it is he thinks he's doing. So.
Right. So he tells Kaminsky to get off of Rentz's website, but then Daryl won't get off of GCN. I mean, the hypocrisy is so apparent. But it goes much deeper than just his relationship to Jeff Rentz. I mean, this is Daryl's aversion to John Kaminsky. It goes much deeper. During his January 20th broadcast of this year, Daryl Smith called John Kaminsky, once again, a racist, a xenophobe, and a bigot.
Yeah, didn't he end up actually writing an apology or speaking out, apologizing to his audience?
Right.
And he deleted the audio file of that interview.
Right.
He also said Kaminsky intentionally uttered a slew of anti-Semitic remarks when he was a guest on his show last December, which could have potentially gotten Daryl arrested. Daryl, remember, lives in France, which is a hate law country.
So he's saying that Kaminsky is deliberately saying those things to get Daryl arrested. Also, he said that John Kaminsky now has graduated into becoming a David Duke and that he's no different than David Duke.
Whatever that means. Daryl also believes Kaminsky is being paid to make such racist remarks, and according to Daryl, they're all racist remarks, somewhere in the vicinity of $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Now, he says Kaminsky lives off of donations. Now, we've seen the begging letters that John sends around periodically, asking for donations, whining about donations.
We think it's pathetic.
Yeah, it is very pathetic. But how does he come up with this figure of $3,000 to $5,000 a month? Where is he getting this information from? And we'd like to know the specifics on that. We'd also like to know how Daryl defines donations and where he thinks the source of the funding is coming from that Kaminsky's receiving, and how he knows this. We want to know how he knows this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, why isn't Daryl on this show answering these questions? If he's going to say these things,
I mean, these are his words.
Yeah, and if he's going to make these allegations, this is right on his own radio show. Where is this information coming from? Also, Daryl Smith declared during the same broadcast that Kaminsky is working for many Jewish groups, and then he recently broke up with a Jewish woman. Well, who precisely are these Jewish groups that Daryl says are pulling Kaminsky's strings?
Yeah, now these are Daryl's own words, and we would like some answers to these questions. Daryl Smith also called for Kaminsky to be drummed out of the movement, and says we need to get rid of the riffraff that's threatening our message. One would also pose the question, do we really need black mambas in the movement?
Yeah. Now, in response, to be fair, John Kaminsky wrote on January 18th in an article called Sickness in the Static that Daryl Smith was a shallow European radio host who fawned over me for months before turning on me and now fancies himself to be the world leader of the 9/11 skeptic movement. Well, we'll let you know right now, Daryl Bradford Smith is absolutely not the leader of the 9/11 skeptic
movement. I don't think
movement.
There is a leader.
And why should there be a leader? But that's what Daryl, at least according to John Kaminsky, is now billing himself to be.
Now this brings us to Dylan Avery. Daryl Smith made some contradictory remarks. He shows that he's I don't know where he's going with this stuff.
Yeah.
He talked about filmmaker Dylan Avery. Dylan Avery did the DVD Loose Change. He says there are also rumors that Dylan Avery, when he's not intoxicated on alcohol is on some other drug, usually marijuana. Now, I have a problem with this because January 6th, when Daryl called us up, he immediately launched into this tirade, this list of how many arrests that he himself has had, most of them due to multiple drunk driving offenses. Not just one, but at least three different ones were drunk for drunk driving. So,
and Carl Schwartz brought this up. Yeah. He's the one that said that Daryl Smith has an extended criminal record. Well, he admitted to it, and this shows Daryl's hypocrisy because what is more dangerous, to sit in your house and smoke a joint or to repeatedly get behind the wheel of a car when you're intoxicated and drive on public streets where there are pedestrians and other automobiles?
Apparently so recklessly that he actually got pulled over all those times and arrested for it.
And see, here's the big difference. He bases what he said, and he admits it, what he says about Dylan Avery, he says, is a rumor. It's mere gossip.
Right.
Yet he admits to what Carl Schwartz laid out on the table. So Daryl's rumor-mongering, yet he admits to what Carl
Schwartz
said.
Daryl, we'd like to know how you know for sure that Dylan Avery is a drug addict or that he's always drunk. We'd like to know where you get this information, and we'd like to see proof of your assertions, because short of that, this is just rumor and gossip, and it has no place on a political website.
That's right.
Which brings us to John Stadtmiller. Way back when Daryl first started calling us, he had a lot of suspicions about Carl Schwartz, and he also had suspicions about GCN and John Stadtmiller and RBN. And he was talking to us about how he thought that RBN was linked to this shadowy insurance company. I'm not quite sure I remember the name. It was something like American Capital Insurance, and he thought it was like a front for RBN, and he was trying to trace it through phone records.
Yeah.
And so, it was very bizarre.
So basically, if you have something laid on the table, also in relation to John Stadtmiller, when Carl Schwartz was on our show earlier this month, he said that Daryl Smith actually called Stadtmiller at his station and asked him for his job back. Now, we thought this was completely ludicrous. So when Daryl called on January 6th, I asked him, I said, Daryl, did you actually call Stadtmiller and ask for your job back? Well, Daryl says, yes, he did call Stadtmiller, but he said that after Stadtmiller offered him a one-hour slot, he turned him down because he wanted 2 hours.
Yeah, you have to understand that Daryl used to be at RBN and walked off the broadcast during a broadcast because he was angry and upset about some comments that were made on Rick Adams' show, which he considered to be racist remarks. So he split in the middle of his broadcast. And so knowing John Stadtmiller from our experience, we can't even imagine John Stadtmiller taking him back for 10 minutes, let alone an hour or even 2 hours.
So to get to the bottom of it, though, to check sources, I called John Stadtmiller yesterday at the RBN offices, and I said, John, Daryl's been saying, he's been spouting off, that you offered him his job back, but he turned you down because you only offered him a one-hour slot instead of a two-hour slot. And I said, true or false? Stadtmiller said, absolutely false. He refuted it completely and absolutely. So, obviously, somebody is lying, and in our opinion, it isn't John Stadtmiller.
Right. There's also some other stuff on Daryl's website Like this quote, people who knowingly deceive people are criminals, con artists, and swindlers. Well, what does that make Alex Jones with respect to the Gray family?
Right, right. And also, we could get into a whole lot of other things where Lisa was looking on Daryl's site today. He badmouths Michael Corbin, who's one of the most legitimate and nicest people in this whole field.
He says on there, January 5th, 2006, he calls Michael Corbin's show a dirty crook. Now, the name of Michael Corbin's show is For a Closer Look. And just so everybody knows, Michael Corbin is one of the very few broadcasters in the alternative media that actually gets his butt out on the street and protests and spends much great time educating people going on. So why is he slamming Michael Corbin?
Yeah. So, as we said at the beginning of this show, we invited Daryl Bradford Smith onto the show. We said, we're going to ask you tough questions, but we're going to be fair, and he's hiding from his own words, and it's unbelievable. And if you're signing with Daryl and all this, after all of these things, listen to what he said on his website about you and us and all of the other Americans in this country.
This is a very general, sweeping statement, and it was in the article, Is NASA Spying on Americans? The NSA. Is the NSA spying on us? America is a nest of criminals, pedophiles, lunatics, and freaks. This is what Daryl says. Now, is that so? He seems to be leaving out a major portion of the population. What about all the decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans that live in this country? I mean, what are there, 300 million people in this country? Are we all pedophiles, lunatics, and freaks?
What about the people that want the truth? What about the people that go to work every day? What about the everyday people that keep this country running? Read that again, Lisa. This is what Daryl Smith says of people in the United States of America while he...
Lives in France. Okay, America is a nest of criminals, pedophiles, lunatics, and freaks. Now, he also says this, that it's important to be careful about what you say, and especially so for him because he's in a position of broadcasting. Well, let me ask you people, is it more important to be careful in what you say or to be truthful in what you say?
Right. That's what we wanted today. We wanted the truth about all of these statements and many more.
And it's a shame that Daryl won't step up to the plate and stand behind his own words.
Yeah. And he also, someone forwarded me an email this morning that Daryl, they were asking him if he would come on our show today. And he said, oh, it looks like Wing TV just wants to pee on somebody's foot. It must be mine now, but it'll dry off. So he's basically saying, like, everybody out there is just going to forget about this stuff anyway, so I'll just let it pass, whatever. Well, we're not going to forget about it. And I hope that you don't forget about this also. He's made a lot of statements about a lot of people. He said Alex Jones is handled
by
the Jews. Now, a lot of people have been saying this for a lot of years,
right?
And it would make a lot of sense to us.
Yeah, but we want to know what he has to back that claim up, because you can't just come out and say something like that without proof. So where's your proof, Daryl?
That's right. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to run a list of questions. I'm not sure exactly how many there are going to be, but we're going to hope that he'll be a stand-up guy and answer these questions, tell us where he's getting his information, how he backs these claims up. And if anybody notices anything about us, is that in our articles we write, the information isn't challenged because we meticulously and laboriously check our facts. It's like calling John Stattmiller up yesterday to see if this was true or not.
We cite sources to back up what we say. We don't see any sources that on his website that back up these assertions.
Right.
He's just spitting them out like poison from a viper.
Is Daryl Smith allowed to make these kind of accusations and these allegations with absolutely no backup to them whatsoever? Is he allowed to do that?
Right.
Should he be doing that?
And regardless of what we think about Alex Jones or John Kaminsky or any number of people that we consider to be less than walking a straight line in this alternative media field, we still feel like you should be fair, and you should be truthful.
Yeah. And the last thing is, Daryl says he's at the forefront now of the charge against the New World Order.
Is that a fact?
The battle.
Here we are in America. We're all putting our asses on the line to try to save this country and get the truth out about 9/11, the New World Order, and a host of other things. Where's Daryl? Daryl's sitting behind a microphone in France with a shotgun laying across his lap.
Yeah, and as Lisa says, who the hell is he going to fight in France? How the hell is he going to fight the New World Order in France?
When he won't even stand up and confront the sewer rats in GCN. Yeah. He won't even stand up and defend his own words or explain them.
Yeah.
He hides from his own words.
How is he going to fight the New World Order when he won't even come on Wing TV and answer a few questions?
Yeah. Daryl, we're very sad for you that you chose not to come on, because we wanted to provide you a fair forum and an open forum, and we think the public has a right to know what's going on and what's being said, and you can't go unchallenged, even you, the Black Mamba.
The Black Mamba. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to have our list of questions for Daryl. We're going to talk about, I don't even know what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but we want to thank all of you for tuning in, and if you want the truth, you have to fight for it. You can't sit passively by and just expect the truth to be laid in your lap. You have to fight for it, and we're never going to quit fighting. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.